News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, my next guest has been leading somewhat of a culinary revolution down in the southeast for recent years. He runs one of Dungarvan's most successful restaurants as one of the driving forces behind the West Waterford Festival of Food, one of the biggest in the country. TV chef Paul Flynn is the owner of the Tannery in Dungarvan and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Paul. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. How are you?
How are things down there in Dungarvan?
Well, I'll tell you, a bit smoky. I've burnt 3 sets of toast in the house today and I'm hoping the alarms don't go off. This is a bad start to my day, that's for sure.
Good man. Tell me about the food festival, Paul. You had, I think, was it 50,000 visitors this year?
Yeah, it was an incredible year. I mean, every year it's growing. It was set up 11 years ago, just with a few people in a local food group, with a huge, huge and continual backing of Waterford County Council. And it's grown and grown and grown and grown. And it is a non-for-profit organization that is just, I suppose, it's been willed into success by the local people.
Yeah, like we did a broadcast from Dungarvan, which you kindly featured on a couple of years ago. I'm amazed at the resilience of a town such as Dungarvan, Paul. I was really impressed with the sort of spirit that's there, you know, the nightlife, just the sense of community. And it's a beautiful place.
Well, it's a beautiful place. I mean, we're open. The tannery is open since 1997. That's 22 years. And the town has completely transformed because it used to be quite an industrial town, albeit in a beautiful place. We used to have Waterford Foods and the leather factory and, of course, Waterford Crystal. And they all went. And what the town did, there was no big, I suppose, the council were, of course, hugely behind it. But really, the town invented it. It's reinvented itself to be a tourist town. And that is a continuing thing. And even in the course of since we've been down here, it's happened before our eyes, but it doesn't happen by itself. It's really been driven by the locality, the community, and you know, people being hopeful and pushing on and being ambitious for their town. And it's really come to pass that finally, when myself and my wife Maura opened up the tannery, we wanted Dungarvan to be like Kinsale. That was the plan. And that was the hope, and we're getting there.
And tell me about the impact of the Greenway, Paul. Again, I cycled it and was really impressed with it. But what impact has something like that had on the town?
Well, it's been transformational. There is no words to describe how instant it has been, Bobby. It's open just over 2 years. And we used to cycle along it, just seeing how far it would go. And then when it finally opened, rivers of people poured into the town. And it is a blessing that most towns don't have, and I totally appreciate that. And Waterford needed it. You know, the whole county needed it, because we're a very quiet county. We're not as the finger on the pulse. People know about Kerry. They know about Clare and Galway and Connemara and all West Cork. And people used to say to us, you know, I never knew that Dungarvan was so nice, because we used to bypass. We're famous for our roundabouts. And people used to just bypass Dungarvan. And it was very frustrating and hurtful, and the recession hurt deeply, like in our town, the same as every other town in the country. But the Greenway
What about the fact of being excluded from the Wild Atlantic Way? That's a source of contention, is it not?
Well, I was very vocal in my disapproval of that, and because the thing about communities, if you give them something, they will just go on and create something for themselves. The entrepreneurial spirit is something amazing to be witnessed here and anywhere. It's not that we wanted anything free from anybody, but if you just kept it going that little bit further, not only would it have benefited Waterford, it would benefit lots of other communities as well. And, you know, the short-sightedness of that, however it happened, really hurt us. And we saw a downturn in our visitors. We never had that many anyway. But we saw a downturn in our visitors. But thankfully, the Greenway came along.
Yeah.
And because the power of the Wild Atlantic Way. And it is an amazing thing, the job that Falkirk have done with it. It is amazing. But really, we were hurting. And along with, we were trying to just crawl out of the recession, I suppose. But this is the lifeline that we needed. And I suppose, you know, the building that's going on in the town and the surroundings, there's new restaurants opening and hostels opening. And this is the spirit of, and I know you love this, and this is your life, the spirit of people being entrepreneurial is amazing to witness.
Yeah, well, listen, it's great work that you're doing down there. Very finally, Paul, the future for Dungarvan, tell me, what do you anticipate over the next 5 years happening there?
Well, we have to, you know, we need more hotels, we need more beds for sure, because the Airbnb situation is actually chock-a-block, which in turn has created its own problems. You can't get houses for staff. You know, winter time is always a challenge because we're going to be booming with all these businesses opening up in the summertime. What's going to happen in the wintertime? I mean, even I myself am worried, okay, how do we reinvent ourselves if there's that many more restaurants open? I mean, the people aren't coming in the winter. They're only coming in the summer and the shoulder seasons, which is really good, of course. The cycling community is an amazing community. And we have to, even ourselves, thinking caps on, how can we reinvent and stay fresh? But the whole point about people coming to an area is that we have to provide excellence, and we do. And Endeavour is the new business has won. My great friend Eunice Parrish, she's opened up the most fantastic chipper and chips on the quay. I have to give her a plug because
she's amazing. There you go.
But you know, when you see new businesses open, it just gives you a thrill, and it gives me a thrill to finally see my town.
All right. Well, look, Paul, you're a great ambassador for Dungarvan, and you've done great work there for yourself and for the community. So keep doing what you're doing, as they say. Paul Flynn there from the tannery in Dungarvan.